तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। कृष्ण कन सिंधु दीन बंधु जगत गोपी से गोपी का कंठ राज कंठ नमस्ते। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास गौर वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कामादीनां कतिनकतिदा पलिता दोनिदेशा तेषां जातमायिन करुणा नाप्रपानोपशन्ति उत्सृज्य तनत्तायर्पते साम्पतां लब्धबुद्धि तमायता शरणमभयमान्युष्वात्मदास्ते। Oh my Lord, there is no limit to the unwanted orders of lusty desires. Although I have rendered them so much service, they have not shown any mercy to me. I have not been ashamed to serve them, nor have I even desired to give them up. Oh, my Lord, head of the outer dynasty, recently, however, my intelligence has been awakened. Now I'm giving them up. Due to transcendental intelligence, I now refuse to obey the unwanted orders of these desires, and I now come to you to surrender myself at your fearless lotus feet. Kindly engage me in your personal service and save me. Well, it's a good prayer.
Who's praying?
Good prayer. And probably quoted it quite often. And you could say, probably quoted it. What do you mean, what?
He's saying, I can't hear you.
Oh. Mic wasn't on?
I don't know. Oh. Who spoke the verse?
When?
Who spoke the verse?
It doesn't exactly say. Doesn't say. It just says, it's also quoted in Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. Bas.
Maybe it's Uddhava.
It's not Uddhava, no. Not necessarily. But
just a paraphrase.
It's not a Bhagavatam verse. Some verses are, this might be one of them. They're anonymous. There's no actual, they're in existence in perpetuity. They're just quoted here and there from different. So before Bhaktivedanta Sindhu was composed, and Rupa Goswami included so many verses, and this is one of them. So this, just for instance, in the Padyavali book compiled by Rupa Goswami, I don't know the exact percentage, it's about, 400 verses. Out of those, Rupa Goswami has composed, not all, probably less than half. I have to count them up. You have to go through the whole book, because at least the way Kusha Prada did it, after each verse it says who wrote the verse. So, there are some verses that are anonymous. Nobody knows who wrote them. So this appears to be one of them. Okay? Yeah. A Brahmin. Sometimes, probably, if you read Prabhupada's conversations, he'll say, a Brahmin has said. Like this. That is there, actually. Prabhupada said, a Brahmin. So if you find out who the Brahmin is, you text me or email me. Because in the last 500-700 years, no one found it out, but you might. So there are many key words in this verse, and starting with kamadinam, adi, my masters such as lust, anger, greed, and illusion and envy. So whenever Prabhupada is speaking about this verse, sometimes he quoted the whole verse, parts of the verse, but generally he definitely quoted the first line. So I will beseech you all to learn the first line. Kama dinam katina katita palita dornidesha. So when the Upadesha Amrita was printed, Prabhupada had said that this book was very important. Small book, 11 verses. Any of the new bhaktas know who wrote the book, Upadesha Amrita? All hands up.
It's Rupa Goswami.
Yes.
Rupa Goswami book. And so when that book came out and was printed, Prabhupada said explicitly that this book is so important, even though it's, how many verses in it?
11.
Right, 11. So it goes right from, in 11 verses, Rupa Goswami goes from the very beginning, which is Bhakta Vega Mansa Kota Vega, which are the qualifications of the guru. If someone is going to call himself a guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, when he was having his Vyasa Puja, and it was, nowadays we have Guru Puja every day. Prabhupada started every day Guru Puja, but for a long time, hundreds of years, or even up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta's time, they would only do this Guru Puja once a year, and on his birthday. So he gave this talk. It's a famous talk. And so he said, no, I'm sitting on this chair being worshipped. I'm going to not give you exact words, but generally he said that I'm worshipped like a big animal, he told himself. Very humbly. He said, as soon as one thinks he's guru, then he should think he's a guru or it's an ass or a horse. Or an animal.
Garu.
Garu is what? So he didn't want a cow. Cow. No. Garu. Either way, he was not recommending that one walk around with this guru abhiman. Abhiman means in your mind you're thinking you're a big guru. But others might accept you as guru. That's okay. But the guru himself is always very humble. So the Upadesh Amrit, Upadesh means Bhakatidina Upadesh. He's giving his song also, Bhakti. Upadesh means good advice. So this sloka, we get the opposite. He's telling that these kam, krodh, adichai, lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, the six enemies. They are giving the opposite, dorni day, bad advice. Bad advice. So how do we get around it? We have to take shelter of Ayata Sharanam. Sharanam means shelter. Sharanam means to take shelter of acharyas. In our very, very, very famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, what is the verse? Huh? Mame kam Sharanam Raja. Right? He says, Sharanam Raja, take shelter. Tam eva Sharanam gacha. Sarva bhavena bhavata. Before that, the 18th chapter. Sarva dharmam parityaja. So, the Sharanam word is used several times in Bhagavad Gita. Even in second chapter, Durena hyavram karma, Buddha Sharanam andicha. One should give up all bad activities. And Buddha, love the Buddhis is given here. So, you could find a lot of dots to connect from this verse. Unlimited, you know, you actually you can go mad if you try to just read all these words and study all the words, and it's a good type of madness, but it's frustrating madness because you think, oh wow, so much stuff I don't know. And there's so many verses that have these words, but this is how we study, really. We study the interaction of the various statements of acharyas, statements of Krishna. And you'll find, in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he brings up to date all these words. Kam, krodh, adichai, deha, bhati. That these six enemies, they bring us, pravitti urmala, they bring us to the ocean and push us down, he says. They drown us in the ocean of birth and death. Kam, krodh, adichai. And lust, anger, kama, krodha, esha, kama, krodha, kama, esha, krodha, esha, rajaguna, samudra, mahashano, mahapapa. They're the cause of mahapapa, great sin. So the whole world is suffering. Papal Tapa Nikin Kino Tano Britan. In the sixth Goswami, Sad Goswami Ashtakam. Ashtakam, eight prayers by Srinivasacharya. He's describing Papal Tapa Nikin Kino Tano Britan. These six Goswamis, they're delivering the mass of people, Lokanam, Lokanam Hitakarino. They're doing various ways, like the Upadeshamrita, or sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or not sometimes, but we know him as the seventh Goswami. This name was coined by one great Bengali writer who said, well, we may not have known the sixth Goswami, but Bhaktivinoda, he said, you are the seventh Goswami. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given so much, just like Rupa Goswami is given so much, but in our modern time, we may not be so great Sanskrit scholar, especially during the day of Bhaktivinoda, all books were not translated. Now, Prabhupada, others tried to translate also, but Prabhupada translated all these books in Sanskrit, so he also put Bhagavad Gita into Bengali. Even Bengalis have a very nice language that has many words from Sanskrit, so if you're a Bengali, you have like a big advantage that you can learn some of if you learn, but most of them are not learning it. So Bhaktivinoda Narottam Das, maybe 400 or 500 years before, he also put in simpler language, but specifically Bhaktivinoda has taken Rupa Goswami, just for instance, the Sharanagati. Here we have Sharana. Sharanam Abhayam. Sharana means surrender. So the whole business is surrender. So here the devotee is saying, I've surrendered to all these bad advice. Kamadinam. We don't know. He says, for so long, unlimitedly, for many lifetimes. You know, you might have not even been in a human form, any form, but in human form you get a chance that Atato Brahma Jigyasa is time to learn who you are. So this, like we have a word here in this verse, now karuna, kandiya kandiya pranamara kibhava, karuna no hoibe. So bhakta, this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's addressing his guru. So we also addressing guru. If we don't have specific guru, we can address Bhaktivinoda, we can address Prabhupada, or whoever's instructing us. To give us this mercy, we have to become very humble like this devotee. So he's saying, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, kandiya kandiya, means crying, 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 crying. Kandiya, kandiya, prananaraki boa, karuna. If you don't give me your mercy, because just like we, in Mangalarti, bande goroshi charanaravindam, what is the verse? Samsara Davanala Tranaya Karunya Ganagana. First thing in the morning, we're praying for this Karunya mercy. So it's good to go to Mangalarti. Or if you're just at home, you can click on it. Somehow or other, it is recommended Tri Sandhya to hear that. To hear that. Guru Bhashtakam, three times a day. But all the time we should be praying for this mercy. Kandiya, Kandiya, Guru Dev, Kripa. Kripa means also mercy. Paramat Karuna, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nitai Bahudui Jam. Prabhupada came to Atlanta in 1975. He was traveling several temples, I think Mexico and maybe Venezuela, Miami. And he finally came to Atlanta. He became overflowing with ecstasy that he was seeing that his Gaur Nitai, Nitai Karuna Hobby, I think was a song that we sang. Anyway, that Nitai's mercy is so powerful. Braje Radha Krishna, you'll get Radha Krishna. By going direct, no, you won't get it. But even then, you won't get it directly. But Another song is given by Narottam Das Thakur. Tadira charana se bhakta sanava. Janame janame hoya viraj. Through our acharyas, he's addressing all his acharyas, we address Narottam. Tadira charana se. Sevi means service. Here it also, Niyam Fatma, please engage me in service. Sarvatmana sharanam abhayam. From Ayata Shalom. So you find this word all the time. And so we're saying that Rupa Goswami's verses might be difficult for us. So Bhaktivinoda says, that's okay. He's giving his mercy also by making it more relishable. Rupa Goswami's relishable, but sometimes difficult. Durgam. Jiva Goswami has explained Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is being cited here in his purport. But even Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is maybe not so easy to understand. If you were just not having Prabhupada's what is the book? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu? Yeah. Nectar Devotion. So he summarized it for us. And then mercifully, some of our sannyasis, like Bhanuswami, he's translated verse, every verse in Sanskrit. Then you can study more and relish. You can also still read Bhakti Samadhi Sindhu and see what Prabhupada said, but you can. Prabhupada didn't have so much time. He was making all these, so many temples, and he wrote like sometimes 16 letters a day. There's one letter Prabhupada says, I am sometimes writing 16 letters a day. 16 letters a day. 16 letters a day. Sometimes. But he did many every day, but not always 16. Sometimes 8, 10, you know, different times. But he was doing that by managing that. Not phoning up. We don't have history, maybe Prabhupada called 5, 6 times on the phone. Sometimes he hung up the phone. Like when Prabhupada was informed that they, after a big, big struggle to get this Mumbai property, Hare Krishna land, the devotees were so intimidated and they were tricked by Maya. They told Prabhupada on the phone, Prabhupada, actually we, of course they said, we gave back the deed, or they gave up the deed after Prabhupada struggled for like so many years to get it. And they heard, click. Prabhupada hung up the phone. Didn't want to hear that news. Immediately went there and saved the situation. Only Prabhupada could do that. So he was constantly like this, fighting on the battlefield. So Prabhupada was the greatest Brahmin, the greatest Kshatriya. And then he showed us how to do all the Insudra things. So Prabhupada was an actual Acharya. Not only sitting and speaking, but moving around. Managing. He's a great, great personality. And so he's showing full surrender, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur also. He's going from place to place, collecting a few rupees just to build the temple, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and organizing so many namhaptas, but describing it. So in his Sharanagati, first song, he described, Danya Atmani Bhagan, Goptite Bhagan. Abhasa Raki Be Krishna. What is the rest? Abhasa Raki Be Krishna. Once you have full faith in this six symptoms of surrender, which giving up those things are unfavorable. So Dorni Desh, this is unfavorable. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Jive Doya Kore. He's describing that Mahaprabhu, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, we're reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. And threadbare, Prabhupada said we should study threadbare. So this is threadbare. Sometimes we're losing the train of thought because we go from one week to the next. But, there's no harm in studying all day Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chintyacham, Chintyacham Bhaktas, Chaitanya Charitam. Always, this is recommended by the author himself. The author, Krishna Kaviraj, says, I take the dust, anyone who's hearing these pastimes, I take their dust on my hands. I worship them. This is his humility. himself, he's thinking, I'm more sinful than Jagai Madai. He's composing this great work meant for delivering the whole world. Nana Shastra. Nana Shastra Vacharanaika Nipanos. Six Goswamis, they studied all Shastras. And Sadharma Samstarpato. They were able to establish the Dharma for Kali Yuga, imagine. We were discussing last night. Somebody was saying, you might think that they're billionaires. It's kind of funny. But actually, nobody was more wealthy than Rupa Goswami and Sanatana. They had so much money. They were the Mandalapati Shani. They were the Lord. They were associating with all the kings and big, big personalities. But they gave it up. Why? Sri Gauranga Gunarana Varana Vido. Being intoxicated by the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they gave up. When Rupa Goswami retired, he had boatloads of gold. And Raghunath Das, his father and uncle, they were the practically wealthiest men in all that part of Bengal also. Tax collectors, they had so much money. In those days, so much money. His father sent 10 men with money to Jagannath Puri because they only had the one son, pet son, Raghunath. And Raghunath didn't care for anything. Nothing. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane, Vairagya Pradhan. He's the example of Vairagya. He gave up everything. His sadhana, we have sadhana, we get up. His sadhana was like lines in stone. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati Bikalavasani Kuta. He's chanting like at least 64 rounds, 120 rounds, and he's paying obeisances. It says sometimes 2,000 Vaishnavas. I mean, that takes time. I mean, you have to go somewhere to Govardhan Hill and see all the devotees maybe circumambulating, or they're coming to Radhakund somehow. So Sankhya, and he's chanting and lying down, bowing, was describing last night. Who was describing? Anyway, we were discussing the Sat Goswami Ashtakam, how they put the stone, Samapri was saying. You see, if you go around, they bow down and scheduled measurement. They're bowing down, these very humble devotees, not necessarily this time, but so many devotees, and they're bowing down, and they have 108 rocks, and they bow down 108 times, and they measure it. Then they go 1 foot length, then where the rocks were, then they go again. Imagine going around the whole hill like that, doing 108 dandavats around the hill. So this is, like, we can get an idea Raghunath Das was doing, other Goswamis were doing. Same time, they studied all these shastras, and they uncovered the holy places around Vrindavan. There was some idea maybe where, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Radhakund, Arita Gram, and even we're here, that they weren't even knowing even where Nandagram and Bharshana were. And all these things they were discovering and writing all these books. And even then, Kaviraj Goswami has taken the essence of that. Of course, not that we shouldn't read all of it, but still, if we're too lazy, at least we can read Chaitanya Charitamrita and get a taste for which Anandam Buddhi Vardhanaikinipano. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. This taste is increasing all the time. It's not a dry taste. Therefore, this prayer is so nice. He's given up all this Gorni Deshas. And not Karuna, probably sometimes described the mercy of the Guru as the, of course it's an ocean, but the ordinary rascals, non-devotees, what is that? They don't know, they have some idea, we have these beautiful oceans, and let's not poison them or dump all the trash in them, but still it's getting dumped. You see the shorelines. all around the world in some places. I remember when they had the oil spill in the Gulf, in, what was it, 2014?
2010.
Huh? 2010? There was a report that off the coast of Africa, they had an equal amount of oil spill every single day. Off of Nairobi and these places, on the west coast of Africa. And nobody's watching that being exploited. So, but so this is the ocean of birth and death. Mm. So also, this word abhayam, very, abhayam sattva samsudhir, jnana yogi devasthiti, several, many times, mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. The sannyasi especially has to be abhayam, Prabhupada's name. He was born with the name. Aravinda, what is it? Abhayacharana. The lotus feet. Abhayacharan was his name. And Bhakti Santa Saraswati, he thought, I'm not going to change that name. He just added the Aravinda. So it means the feet, lotus feet. In that song, Bhajahure Mana Shinandanandana, Abhayacharanaravinda, that Govinda Das is addressing, that Sita Atapa, similar idea. I've been going whenever it's too hot or whatever. But non-devotees, we should try not to be like that. But he's thinking, it's hot, it's cold, we have to suffer. You know, a devotee tolerates it. But these devotees, probably usually describe that, how he would go to the airport, but it took 2 hours to go to the airport. Airplane ride might be a half hour, but you make 2 hours, big crowded, breathing all this fume. They created Ugra Krama, Etam Drishtam Vastava, Nastatman Alpabuddha. This is Buddha. So 16th chapter of the Gita, it says, they're Alpabuddha, they're tiny Buddha, Buddha. Small Alpabuddha. Etam Drishtam, Drishtam means they're vision is lost. Hating Vishnu Vastava Nash Atma Alpa Buddha. Kshaya Jagatolita. Six Goswamis there. Hitakarana. Lokanam Hitakarana. Sibhuvene. Manyo Sharanyakaro. Sharanya again. We're recommended take shelter. Srinivasacharya, he actually knew, at least he knew Gopal Bhatta, I think he knew some of the Goswamis. He wrote that song. So he's saying, there, that's where we should take shelter. Abhayacharanaravinda. Abhayam atmani bhuishta om shram. Prahlada Maharaj in his so many prayers. Naham. Bibhema jitate tibayana kasya. He said, I'm not afraid of Nisringadeva. He was seeing Nisringadeva. We can't even imagine. We have some small deity, this deity, but Nisringadeva. It says he was, we couldn't even see how big. But he's saying, I'm not afraid of that. Nam bibhema means afraid. Nam bibhema jitate, you're unconquerable, jitate tibayana kasya. And your mouth, jivaka, prakuti, saying your tongue and your eyes like blazing suns. Shankukarna, your wedge-like ears. Chetaja, Shankukarna, this blood all over your lion mane, you know, killing on your Kashyapu. That doesn't scare me at all. What's the best word? But the very next verse he says, yeah, I am afraid. How is that? You just said you're not afraid, Prabhupada. But he says, yes. But I am afraid of this material energy in the very next verse. So we should be afraid of material energy. So that's being described in the beginning of this verse. By all these things, like serpents. Prabhupada described it with Narakayati. Kaivali Narakayati Dashapura Kashapuspayati. Dordam Tendriya Kalasar. Mahendra. Prabhupada never starts what he's saying. Vishnu Purana Sukhayate, yat karuna kataksha by Bhagavatam. He's praying to get the merciful glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by which he doesn't care for any demigod. What's that verse? I was just looking at that verse. All the siddhas, all these mystic powers may come into my hand. All the demigods may be my servants. What? Pati yati siddhaya, I disappear. May fall into my hand. There's another verse by Prabhupada Saraswati, Chaitanya Chandramrita. Amrita. Amrita means nectar. Naum mrityu. Mrityu sarva harascham. Krishna says in the Gita, by death I'm taking away everything. All these people are trying, mystic siddhi, this, that, so many things. Etam nivijamana namityam akatobhayam. This is akatobhayam, the path of fearlessness. For everybody. Nivijamanam akatobhayam. Yoginam nirpanim. All the yogis. Yoginam nirpanim. Hariyana. What is it? Hariyana manakirtanam. So, Prabhupada's explaining that this verse is a good explanation of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. There's so many explanations of Mahamantra. Everything. There's one lecture, Prabhupada says that all this philosophy is simply to get the fools and rascals to chant Hare Krishna. Doesn't mean that we neglect the Shastra. Because he also said, especially in Mayapur, in 1976, there was a Prahlad's prayers were being, Prabhupada's lecturing on Prahlad's prayers, 7-9, starting verse 9-10, I think. So anyway, every day so many sannyasis were chanting, and one day, for some reason, the word meanings were given, then all maybe one or two sannyasis chanted, then that, I think, Pushta Krishna, he started to give the word meanings. And Prabhupada stopped him and said, no, everyone must chant this Bhagavatam throat. Don't, he said, it is as good as Hare Krishna. So you can find that. So we don't do only one thing. I think it is balanced. Yukta Hara Viharasya. Krishna is describing the sixth chapter of the Gita. Balanced. Eating, sleeping, all these things. We eat, but not so much. But we don't give it up. So we balance. We don't give up Bhagavatam just to chant. We don't give up chanting and don't read, no, everything. Haridas Thakur is known as Mahavidvan. Great, great pundit. And then we hear, oh, Haridas Thakur is chanting 3,190,000 rounds or something. That's a lot of rounds. That takes time. How could he study? But he's also known as Mahavidvan. He could defeat anybody. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was chanting, also he followed that for 8-9 years, that he was chanting 3 lakhs. Nobody could defeat him in philosophy. So, just unlimited. Therefore, we describe the Guru's mercy as so unlimited. It's an ocean of mercy. So Prabhupada also said this, don't take the mercy of tap water. I think Prabhupada might have been in some room. And sometimes you're in a hotel, it could be India, it could be somewhere, you turn on the tap and a little bit of water comes, it's rusty water. Compared to the ocean of nectar. Rasamrita, what is it? Sankirtanamrita rase. Huh? Manasche. What is Sankirtanamrita rase? Tarane. Tarane means to cross over. You should. Samsara Sindhu Tarane Hiriyam Yadisyat. Samkirtanamrita Rase. Premambudo. Again, Prabhupada Saraswati is using this, another word for ocean. But there is an ocean of prema. We want to swim in that. Not in the Te Mahanartha Sagaram. Sagaram is another word for ocean. And anarthas. Unwanted things like this. Kam Krodhati Chai. So material world means everybody's swimming, whether they're a tiny microbe in this ocean of birth and death. But the devotees, premam bugo biharane yati chitta vittis chaitanya chandra. Charanam, charanam. Prayatu. Prayatu means let me surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Questions, comments? Over there.
Lord Ramachandra was telling Narad Muni, he says, loss, greed, anger are like so many frogs.
So many what?
Like, they are like so many frogs. And Maya...
Frogs?
Yeah, frogs.
Okay.
And Maya is like the rainy season. So when loss, greed, and anger meet the rainy season, they start to sing and dance.
Also, the cobras come and eat them. They fill a hole. Kaviraj Goswami has a verse in, I think, chapter 8, Adi 8, or maybe Adi 8. It says, what does it say? Tansabara Vidyapad Bekolo. All these places of so-called learning. At least when Kaviraj Goswami was there, they didn't have Harvard or something, but they studied Shastras. They studied something. Sanskrit. But he says, he describes it, this is like the croaking, the colossal croaking of frog. Now I saw one cobra hypnotize a frog. I was busy painting these small paintings for the altar in Mayapur, so I wasn't going to get up and chase. I wasn't going to get up and chase this cobra anyway. But generally, they call mystery some worker, and he'll come and kill the snake. Shark, and come and kill the snake. But I was just there watching, and it. Several minutes, this cobra was just, and the frog was just looking. You can hardly see the frog. There's a lot of high grass in front of the lotus building near the steps. And the cobra kept going back and forth, and I'm just looking to his jolly work, you know. I'm thinking, well, I'm glad I'm not out there. And after a while, he just ate the frog. Anything else?
When you were talking about the attitude of a guru who's not thinking that he's a guru, I'd say this quote by Srila Prabhupada. The kindly words you have used in this connection are very much pleasing, but all the credit goes to my Guru Maharaj. He asked me to take up this job as soon as I met him in 1922. Unfortunately, I was so worthless that I delayed the matter until 1965, but he is so kind that by force he engaged me in his service. And because I am very much worthless, therefore he has sent me so many of his nice representatives, the beautiful American boys and girls like you. I'm so much obliged to you that you are all helping me in the discharge of my duties toward my spiritual master, although I was so much reluctant to execute it. After all, we are the eternal servants of Krishna. And by the divine will of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we are now combined together, though originally we are born in different parts of the world, unknown to one another.
Is that a letter? Is that a purple or a letter?
I think it was a letter. I actually didn't write it down.
Anything else? Okay. Chaitanya Charitamrita Hari Bol.